in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 3, Paul said, "I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ." This is one of the few places where Paul used this word simplicity. In Romans chapter 12 and verse 8, he said, "He that gives, let him do it with simplicity." In other words, don't make a big show of it. You don't have to have a drum roll, a certificate of giving. You don't have to have the band playing, the people watching. Simply put it in the plate and let it pass on. And then he used it again in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 12. He says, "For our rejoicing is this, that in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, we have had our conversation in the world, and more abundantly to you word." Paul was speaking about simplicity. Keep it simple. Simple. That was the word that was ringing in my heart when I woke up the other morning. I had been thinking on the subject of prayer and teaching. I was thinking about it when I went to bed that night. And these words came to me: simple. Keep it simple. Keep your prayer simple, Charles. Pray specifically, not using repetitious words. Don't think you're going to be heard for your many words. And teaching, teach it simple so people can understand. Paul said, "Except you utter by the tongue words easy to be understood, how shall it be known what is spoken?" I find that when I read the Holy Scriptures, they are simple words. You don't have to go to seminary. You don't have to be a theologian to understand what God wants you to be. What about the Ethiopian that Philip met out in the desert? Philip preached to him Jesus Christ, baptized him, and sent him on his way. The Ethiopian went back to Ethiopia without a teacher, without a preacher. Philip didn't say, "Well, brother, I think I'll just ride on down to Egypt with you, because you're going to need me to teach this book to you." No, sir. That's not what Philip said. Philip remembered what Jesus said. Jesus told them, "The Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." Did you ever note that Jesus never told his disciples to take notes? He never said, "Boys, you better write this down, because one day you're going to need this." No, here's what he said. When the Holy Ghost, when he comes, he'll teach you all things, and he will bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Jesus told those disciples that the Holy Spirit will bring all the things to your remembrance. all the things whatsoever I have said unto you. You may say, Brother, do you actually believe that? Of course I do, because it is written, You have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. The anointing which you have received of Him abides in you, and you need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is true and not a lie, even as it has taught you, you shall abide in Him. God is telling us that the anointing that teaches us, the same anointing that teaches us all things and is true, that we are to live even as He has taught us. We should abide in Him as we have been taught by the Holy Spirit. But this is contrary to what a lot of people believe. There are some people that feel that the Holy Ghost is not dependable, that the Holy Ghost cannot be relied upon to bring things to your remembrance. If you have not heard what Jesus has said, if you have not read His word, He cannot bring it to your remembrance. Your mind had never received it. Paul wrote to Timothy, and he says, The time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. You could read it this way without doing any injustice to the integrity of the Scripture. Having itching ears, they heap to themselves teachers that will teach after their own desires, that will teach according to what they want. So they heap to themselves teachers that will agree with them and teach them the same things they desire. If you desire riches, you're going to heap to yourselves prosperity preachers. If your desire is to know all about the future, you're going to heap to yourselves teachers that will tell you about the end time. You want teachers to name the Antichrist. You want teachers who can name all of the kingdoms that's going to be under His rule. Teachers that will satisfy your curiosity. And if your desire is for holiness, you will heap to yourselves holiness preachers. That's what I want. I want teachers that will teach it plain, simple, and straightforward. I want a teacher to help me make it to heaven, that will teach things that will help me overcome sin, that will motivate me to be an overcomer, to be more loving and kind and generous, to be more like Christ. That's what I'm looking for in a teacher.